It's the 8th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Last September, police spotted a motorist driving erratically on Kent Avenue in Bedford. An initial attempt to pull over the vehicle was ignored by its driver, Joseph Bonder, who continued to swerve as he drove. He was forced to stop after striking the curb and blowing out a tyre. The 38-year-old Bonder exited the vehicle smelling of alcohol. Police discovered drug materials and over £2,000 in cash inside the car. A body search revealed that what would later turn out to be heroin and cocaine worth over £3,000. His mobile phone provided further evidence of drug dealing activity. Mr. Bonder, who lives in Kempston, will spend close to 6 years in prison for his combined offences. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton has taken full responsibility in a social media post for the council's Sunday parking garage discrepancy, which charged unsuspecting motorists a £2 fee. Mr. Wootton was apologetic and renewed his commitment to maintain Sunday's free parking rules for all council-owned parking garages throughout the rest of the year. On New Year's Day, a dog was abandoned by its owners off Dunton Road in Biggleswade. The RSPCA said that when it was found, the almost lifeless former pet, which the rescuers named Peanut, had sores on her legs from regularly lying on hard surfaces and was all just skin and bone. She is now slowly being nursed back to health, but her condition was so severe that her recovery is still in doubt. The beginning of the year has had the highest incidence of pet abandonment. Peanut's case is currently under investigation. Donations to Bedfordshire Hospital's NHS charity have helped to fund the new wellbeing room and garden within the hospital's Primrose unit. The new area was created for use by patients being treated for cancer with the help of their doctors and other support staff. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.